Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ruth King back on the show. Ruth is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our greats, one of our favorites. She's the CEO of ProfitabilityRevolution.com, the author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business. That's just one of her many books. And she's an extraordinary individual. And our good friend Ruth King, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Jim. It's great to be here. Happy Labor Day.
Yeah, happy Labor Day to you. And you're always welcome here. You know that. So, okay. Are you going to get mathy on us, Ruth?
I'm going to get a little mathy on you.
A little
just
mathy?
One division. Can we do that?
Okay, we can do that. Yeah, as long as there's no calculus, we're good. So,
one of the things
that a lot of people, I think, get derailed on, I know you know this, you teach this, they get derailed on in their business is when they don't know how to treat their labor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to account for it, how to allocate it, where to put it, above the line, below the line, how much above the line, how much below the line. Is one employee a little bit of both? There's a lot of stuff that needs to be taken into consideration if you're going to manage your finances properly and your activity properly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a ratio called the labor productivity ratio or compensation percentage, which basically says for every dollar you take in the door, how much you're spending on payroll and payroll taxes. And that's
nobody says that sexier than you, Ruth. That's so good.
So that's my one division for the day. So you take your total labor and your payroll taxes and divide that by sales. And that's your labor productivity.
Go slow. We want to hear that again.
You take your total labor. That's all your compensation and your employee's compensation. All payroll.
Including burden, including load?
Including payroll taxes.
Yeah, okay, everything. Total ticket.
Medicare. Yeah, right. Total ticket.
And divide
by? Sales.
By sales?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, by total revenue.
Total revenue.
All right, and then you get a number that's what?
It's called your labor productivity. It says for every dollar you take in the door, how much you're spending on labor.
That's pretty easy.
That's all it's saying. But it's really interesting. Once you start tracking that number, you're going to find that it goes down, which is what you want it to go down. Because if your percentage is 80%, that means 80 cents out of every dollar you're bringing in the door is spending on compensation, which is really high. Yeah, so you can get it under 15% in a lot of instances, especially if you have materials and labor. If you're selling only labor, that's really tough.
And every industry is different, though, right?
Correct.
Because you got some you hear terms like capital-intensive industries, labor-intensive industries. It depends, right? If you're building a house, that's going to be labor intensive, right? If you're doing software, it's probably not going to be so labor intensive.
Well, it depends. Software is probably
it can
not.
Be.
It can be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
House is about 50-50 between labor and materials.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you're a marketing company, i.e., or you're a sales organization, or you're something that's just basically providing labor, Ernst & Young, for example, like a CPA firm. They're all labor. There's very little product that they sell.
Right.
It's all labor. And so
when I had my consulting company and there wasn't enough to go around, I was 100%. I was negative.
No,
I was negative.
You didn't pay your rent. I've had clients in 1 or 2 months have a labor productivity percentage like 101% or 102%. And it's like, wait, we can't do this. Because that's just paying payroll. It doesn't matter your rent, your utility bill, answering the phone. No, can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
It
can't be
100%.
Otherwise, you just and of course, when you add the sales, that isn't even taken into consideration that whether you collect all of it or not, right?
That's correct.
So, all right, what's next?
That's basically the ratio. Now, let me answer the question that you started with the show with, which is, where do you put your labor? All right? Now, there's a thing called cost of goods sold, which are things that are expenses because you sold something.
Right. And they're cost of goods sold because they're incremental. They only occur if there's a sale.
Correct. And then there's overhead, so which you have to pay no matter what. Like your receptionist would be an overhead because mm-hmm. you're going to pay her whether you sell one drop of product or not, whereas somebody who is in cost of goods sold, unless you sell something, you do not have that expense. But
right.
what do you do if you got a guy that you want to pay, you know, you've got salaries to pay or whatever else it is?
Right.
You do something in overhead called unapplied labor or unapplied time.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back to this. Folks, this is, I don't glaze your eyes open over this is important stuff. I learned a lesson about this, and I'm going to share with you a story I'm going to share with you after these messages. And Ruth will have many more stories after this message. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.